The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Usually it's Trish Clark, but Trish is in, as she told me yesterday. It's going to be tough to get back from Virginia by today. But she told me
that's a stretch. The mic wire really, really fine.
You have to really, really get that up. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, here on the 23rd of August, 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week, walk-in humidor, great customer service, and much more at Tobacco and Brew. Good morning, Bad Bop.
Well, a little bit of a break today. Sunny and a high in the lower 90s. Boy, that is good news.
It was kind of cool this morning.
Actually, was a little bit goosebumpy on the way in, and loving that. Sun is still a big red rubber ball, and the smoke is a little bit thinner. We'll talk about that in just a second. Overnight low around 61 degrees. By golly, we could drop into the 50s by next week. But the rest of this week, we'll see.
We can?
We could, by next week, drop into the overnight lows in the high 50s. That would be a good thing.
Wow, that'd be a great thing.
Daytime highs are going to be in the lower 90s, dropping into the 80s by next Monday. Currently in Reading, we have 61 degrees, and checking our air quality in downtown, we are in the 130 range. Now, this is a measurement of the PM2.5. These are the small particles that can affect the lungs. 130 is considered a problem for people who have breathing problems to begin with. Elsewhere in the area, South Reading is down at 97 near Girvan Road 102. And if you go all the way out to Palisadro, you can breathe deeply because their PM2.5 reading is 66, which is a lot better than we've got. But I could see hills this morning, Carl.
I could see it.
They were not alive with the sound of music, but yeah. I could see them.
Yeah, and you can see, you know, you can see further, and it didn't seem like they had the haze. But
miles and miles.
Yeah, but what's the update on the car in Hertz Fire? I know you saw that.
I had that just... about 10 seconds ago. Here we go. Fire remains 229, 651, so no growth, 93% containment. Full containment still not known, but of course the fire has been turned over to a local team rather than what's called a Type 1 team, which is when they bring in all the big vans and stuff like that. So the local authorities are finishing up. Still a lot of internal burning. There's a lot of fuel in there. We're down to 50 fire engines, 51 water tenders, 2 helos still on, 25 hand crews and 25 dozers, and 1,100 personnel. So this is a mop-up phase of the incident a month after it started.
Yeah, and it's still not 100% contained. But
no.
93. What about the Hertz Fire? What do we have there?
We will pull up in for that. Is a federal fire. I have to go to a completely different page, so talk for a minute while I pull that up.
I can do that. Hey, you know what? Again, we're going back into this kind of violence we're seeing. They found a woman burnt to death out there, you know, in the fire area. And so you just kind of naturally think that, well, maybe she got caught in a fire. But no. They arrested a man for homicide had a direct impact on this woman dying out there. So, but then last night, and you heard this on the scanner, but I also saw it, was a man was shot in South Reading in somebody's front yard and was laying there. But police came. The suspect was still standing there. And they talked to the people in the house, and they said they were very, you know, helpful and all this. But so he's being held, but it said he wasn't being arrested. So you have to ask yourself, was this some kind of, you know, self-defense thing, or was somebody trying to do something here? But we'll know more later on today. But, again, it seems like – and then there's a pedestrian killed out on the road, out toward, I think, Palisadro. And it just seems like there's a lot of, violence, accidents, that's resulting in death. Much more. You know, maybe it's just my imagination, but it just seems like there's a lot.
Well, summer heat will cause these incidents to peak, as has been well documented quite a way. You asked about the Hearst fire, and we pulled that up because that is a federal incident. Hearst fire is 19,100 acres, involving grass, brush, and timber. It has 17% containment, still an active fire along High Mountain and Upper Tuna Creek. And the middle and south of Middle Salt Creek, they're conducting some firing operations to black line around the fire. Evacuation is still in place along Hearst Mountain Lookout Road, Old Mill Road, and I can't pronounce it, Fishing Club. And they're still looking for making sure that the fire doesn't get out of hand even more up there. About 100 structures threatened on that Hearst fire, Carl.
The other the place you were just talking about is a fishing lodge. Out there, a fishing club that people can rent.
Or
that,
Bolly you know, that, Baca, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, and it's got great, great fishing out there. And people pay, you know, sums of money to go fish that area. It's, you know, it's a catch and release. But that's shut down, too.
Yeah, wow. And this
again,
is, of course,
another smack at the fishing industry. Right?
And the economic impacts, of course. That's why we're seeing a lot of these. The season closed out early. The outfits on the lake that were looking forward to an incredible year, they took a hit. They're still chugging along, but a lot of those businesses on
Holiday
the lake took
Harbor,
a hit.
Well, yeah. You know what? They all do. Holiday Harbor is still open. They're going to still be renting boats out through September. So you know this is clearing every day a little bit better. And being able to spend, how about this? Being able to go out and spend a weekend or a few days on the boat on the lake, and there's still so much water in the lake. How, you know, a way of relaxing out there. It's just, so, you know, and people need to remember, hey, we need to keep supporting our local businesses here. Yeah. And I know it's tough to think about that, but we need to do that because otherwise now we're going to have more problems. I mean, Orchard, as we said yesterday, Orchard Supply is shutting down here.
Which is kind of a shame because just as the construction industry here is about to go on steroids, Lowe's decides, we're going to put, 40 people out of work?
Well, that's true. And don't know. They didn't say how many people it was, but it seems like there'd be a lot of them. But they said they're going to give them first, they're going to try and find them jobs at Lowe's and other places around here, which means that...
That's corporate speak.
Yeah, well, you know, hopefully that you can, you know, they can try and do something. I know that when Holiday bought Tops, a lot of the Tops players went up to Holiday because they were... I said, how come you put your stuff here? And they said, well, the guys from Tops were putting stuff in, but they weren't putting them in the same spots that the Holiday guys were. It was a learning process. It was pretty cool.
Now, Ace is a corporation, too, but I'll go to an Ace Hardware because I can find stuff without a GPS.
They're franchises. And,
yeah.
And so you've got a couple people owning all the Aces around here. Well, the other, yeah, but I tell you what, if you go down to Ace on Eureka Street, God bless them, they completely redid the store. Redid the store, and I'm still wandering around looking for a flapper for a toilet. And he goes, and I thought, okay, it might be over here where it says, you know, plumbing supplies.
Yeah.
And
one would think.
You would think. It might be, but it wasn't where it you had to go to another area of it like this. So, but still, you know, the people that are from, what can I say, buy local.
Yeah, and they have the actual Aspen cooler pads, which I don't do the plastic ones because they don't work.
For what?
For your swamp cooler.
Oh, your swamp cooler.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Only Aspen. I mean, they tried to foist off these plastic ones on us because they're supposed to last forever, which is nonsense.
So the other night, I left my, I arranged Linda's sleeping number, her sleep number setting to 40, and I forgot to put mine in. Don't ask me how this happens. Anyway, so my sleep number setting that night was 100. And I could tell the next morning that this was, you know, I went to sleep because I was tired. But I woke up the next morning, and it was while I had slept well, my body didn't feel the same. I mean, is this kind of strange? I mean, it didn't feel like the usual when I wake up in the morning, really relaxed and all.
They had not been a cushion.
I had not adjusted it. And then you realize that you get kind of... used to this. So you can adjust your setting. So like my sleep number setting is 60. sometimes 55, sometimes 65. But it still allows me to adjust the way I want it and the way that Linda wants it. And with the Sleep Number, these new Sleep Number 360 smart beds are really comfortable, and they sense. Yeah, I know. When I say this, it seems strange, but they sense your every move, and they automatically adjust to keep you sleeping throughout the night. And right now, they're having the biggest sale of the year, where all the beds are on sale, plus save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 and limited edition smart bed now through Labor Day. That's, you know what? Go down and score a Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Going down to the Target Shopping Center, walk on in there to the Sleep Number store, lay on the bed, tell them Carl and Linda sent you, lay on the bed, roll around on the bed, let them show you where the pressure points are when you're sleeping and how you can adjust that. They've got so many things down there at the Sleep Number store, right here in the Target Shopping Center. It's 16 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 23rd. 61 degrees right now, going up to 90 today. Gosh, you know what, 90, that seems kind of like almost embarrassing at this point. It's August. It's only 90 gun today. We'll be right back.
The word rebuild. Merriam-Webster defines it as to make extensive repairs to, reconstruct, to build again after being damaged or destroyed. It's a word we're hearing a lot in the North State, and many people not only are rebuilding their homes, but rebuilding their lives. Palomar Builders has been part of our community for over 30 years, and Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders are announcing a very generous new offer. $15,000 in buyer's credit on any new Palomar home. Your $15,000 can be used towards closing costs or upgrades. It's just one of the many ways Palomar Builders is showing their support of our community in these toughest of times. So through August 26, receive $15,000 in buyer's credit on any new Palomar home. Again, you can use it for closing costs or many, many upgrades to your home. If you'd like more information, simply find the Palomar Builders page on Facebook.
Hello, this is a fire news alert update from Andy Main at Shasta.com and ShastaBeam.com. We are sorry to hear about all of those people, friends, and neighbors who have lost homes in the car fire, and we wanted to let everyone know that the towers that are serving West Reading are still in service and operational today, some of them on backup power. During this very difficult time, Shasta Beam's towers have endured the fire, and we want anybody who is out of service to know that you can call our office today, and we can get you installed with internet and telephone service tomorrow to help you through this difficult time. Our phone number at the Mistletoe office is 605-2204. Please call anytime, and we would be happy to help you get service for internet and telephones installed as soon as possible. We would also like to encourage people to go to our ShastaBeam.com website for more information, including a 3-minute video clip of the fire as it approaches our primary tower.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Are you looking for a new kitchen? We have it all. Custom cabinets, ceramic tile, granite, and quartz slabs for countertops. Need a new bathroom? We can do that too. Our staff at Design Time and Tile can help you design the kitchen and bath of your dreams. Stop by our showrooms located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Redding Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This 40-50 mile per gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. Like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost. Lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. In the studios at KCNR 1460, exactly 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 23rd of August. 61 degrees, going up to 90 today. The weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a better-known business. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. Okay, a few other things. Hey, you know what I have? You want to go to the Turtle Bay this weekend? Or anytime. I have two passes. I might even have a family pack if you need four. But I have two passes to Turtle Bay. It's good any time during the year, during the season. It's just an admission pass. General park admission only. I think the animals may be coming out soon. All the animals aren't there yet. But like I said, you can use this anytime. So 605-4567, give us a call and you get two, or maybe even a family pack of four if that's what you want, for admission to Turtle Bay Museum and Park there. A couple other things happening. Have you ever heard of Black Rifle Coffee Company? The Black Rifle Coffee
Company. You mentioned it.
I mean, this thing has gone, just taken the coffee world by storm. A bunch of veterans, or a number of veterans, a couple of veterans. It went from a bunch to a number to a couple, but two or three. Started this company, Black Rifle Coffee Company. They started making roasting coffee, and it was called Black Rifle. Well, it just kind of really caught on, and especially for people supporting the Second Amendment, and because they're heavy into the Second Amendment and freedom and the American flag and all this. Well, they're expanding into Tennessee. And they're going to open up a $6 million facility there to increase their ability to make more coffee. That when the guys from this started this, they didn't expect it to be this big. And talking to a couple people that are working, that have worked with them as vendors and all that, said that it just totally, totally overran them. And the number of, the amount of people that were trying to, that wanted the coffee. So then they had... they built this place in a place called Madison, Tennessee, which is like 60 miles out of Nashville. But they hire over 50% of the people that Black Rifle Coffee Company hire are veterans. And I've got two more. I have two more tickets. People are still calling. Okay, I have two more. So they have, but they hire, half the people they've hired so far are veterans, and they always look for veterans to hire. So I just want to talk about Black Rifle Coffee Company, because it is something that's expanding now, that it started by veterans. But the other thing they do, too, is they just made a movie, they made it a couple years ago, called Range 15. So the way that it's described on Amazon Prime makes it sound different than the way it is. This is just a completely... this movie is just a totally out there movie that had, when you look about it, it's kind of like watching a train wreck. Have you ever watched a movie that you just keep watching it because you keep thinking it's got to get better? I mean, it's a funny, it's got people in it like William Shatner, yeah. And it's got all, but what it does has, it has four Medal of Honor recipients in this movie, but it's a comedy. And they play different parts in the helicopter pilots or this. But, what's the guy's name? Ron Jeremy?
Yeah.
The porn star is in it. There's everybody you can think of. That's William Shatner. William Shatner's in there, ends up playing a zombie. So, I mean, when you think about this whole movie is absolutely the strangest movie you're ever going to watch.
This sounds like a Sharknado movie.
Oh, it is, but not as good. I know it's just like, no, it's better than Sharknado. Because we're watching this, and it starts off, it starts off with a bunch of guys on Liberty you know, drinking beer and the things that happen, and then the rest of the movie is from there. But this is all out of this Black Rifle Coffee Company guys that started all this, and they put up a bunch of, they have a bunch of YouTube videos that are just rip into the libs. So, anyway, I just, when I saw that, and after watching that stupid movie last, part of it, okay, I couldn't watch it all. It was just at a certain point, it was like, okay, I don't see this as getting any better.
Have you noticed that a lot of the people of that particular persuasion, the opposite of the folks at the Black Rifle Coffee Company, seem to be utterly and completely lacking anything resembling a sense of humor?
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing was I mean, it was so tongue-in-cheek. I mean, you know, they're oh, okay, one of the women.
They want
one
to
of
be
the
offended.
Women, one of the women characters in this was a woman who had no arms. And it, and she has no arms just because she is an IED. She got blown up by an IED and a rock, and she was she's an explosive ordnance, you know, a disposal woman. Mm. And it just it she had taken one apart, and she was bringing it back to the carrier. And when it went in there, it bumped, and when it did, it just started. She said it started vibrating, and so she tried to get it, you know, into the built, you know, into it when it blew up, and it took her arms off and right at the elbows, a little bit above the elbows. So here she is. She and she's somebody that is her spirit, because you I read about her. And as I said, you know, she seems, you know, has pretty good attitude, and but you read about it, and her attitude and her spirit is just phenomenal. And she says, I'm very clumsy though. Like she breaks her ankle, so she's in a wheelchair, but she isn't.
Oh,
but she doesn't have arms. So she they go back to the explosive ordnance disposal in the Army. They have a big you know, a big ceremony every year to remember those who have, you know, have died and all this. And so she was back there for that, and they have it at the school where they do the EOD. So she was rolling herself down the hallway saying, "Get out, get out. They didn't tell you about this." You know, with it, so
yeah.
But in, as part of you know, just humor there, because you, if you're getting around EOD guys and girls, they are very
yeah. Well,
they've got a certain type of humor that, that's different than the rest of
us. These are the folks that have a T-shirt with the printing on the back that says, if you see me running, try to keep up.
Yeah, you know, it's and it you know, you saw the movie with Jeremy Renner that won the Academy Award, The Hurt Locker.
Yeah,
you know, people in the EOD field just, you know, they don't like that. They don't like that movie. Many of them don't.
I knew some in the Navy, and they were nuts. There's just no two ways about it. Really smart nuts, but they were nuts.
I worked with the senior EOD in the Marine Corps for a while. It was a limited duty officer. What that means is that you come up through the ranks, and then they promote you in that field itself.
Right.
So you can get up to, you know, you go up, usually it's warrant officer, but he was up to a major then. His name was Stanley Main, like 3 Silver Stars, but when you looked at him, part of his face was a little different because he had a white phosphorus round go off. I mean, it wasn't like his face was ruined or anything like that, but there was a little bit different
wasn't
about
some,
it.
But, yeah, that'll make an impression.
He told me, and he said, "Look, Carl," he says, "I can get you." I was a lieutenant. He says, "Let me, why don't you just come on, transfer over to EOD, and I can get you in the field." I said, "You have to be a, you know, you have to come up through the ranks. You know, I'm a infantry officer." Yeah, but, you know, and I hope very gracefully turned it down because I didn't want to do that.
Remind me to tell you my ordnanceman story off air.
Anyway, so I've gone far beyond what I wanted to even talk about that. Here's something you're not hearing a lot about in the media, is South Africa. South Africa had changed their constitution last month, and they did it for one reason. So they could seize farmlands of white landowners, and they've started the process there. And what they've done is they've gone to landowners and offered them like 10% of what it's worth. Some of the landowners saw the writing on the wall and gave it. He said, "Fine, just give me the money so I can get out of here." Others said, no, wait a minute. This isn't even close to what my, you know, my family's lived here since the 1880s. You know, we have built this. We've built this land. We've built these farms. And but that was part of the new president's his part of his platform. I'm going to take this land away and give it back to the indigenous people. So that's what he's doing. Now, this has happened before. It's happened in Rhodesia and a few other places. And what it does, it just wrecks their economy. Just totally wrecks their economy. But they're seizing the land and taking it away from people that have lived there for over 100 years.
Yeah, well, when you take from those who produce and give to those who don't produce, which is, of course, the socialist formula, bad things happen. So these neo-socialists who think that they've got it all figured out, I just scratch my head and say, really? Do you not read? Well, of course, you're not reading history. You're getting your head filled with nonsense by some professor.
What can we say? All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Pick, you know what? They have some new inhabitants over there, some new people that live in that great place because they've been burnt out. Unfortunately, they were burnt out. And they said, you know what? Enough. Just give me my insurance money. I'm going to go over there to the mini cruise ship that's over there on Hartnell Avenue. And now they have a place to live, their meals. It happens at all. It's not an assisted living facility. This is for active people there at River Commons Senior Living. And there's so many things that are going on there. But you need information, you need more information, give them a call at 238-5981 or stop by and see Brian or any of the fine people over there at River Commons Senior Living located at 301 Hartnell Avenue, which, by the way, is right next to the VA clinic. We'll be right back. It is 7:31 in the morning here on the 23rd of August. 2018, 61 degrees, going up to 90 today.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell and Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you tired of breathing smoke day after day? Don't you wish your house had that fresh smell like after a good rain? Well, now you can get that and more. Take control of your indoor air quality now by reducing airborne pollutants and odors that can contribute to headache, fatigue, lung irritation, and allergies. It also takes away allergy triggers from particulates such as pollen, mold spores, dander, and dust. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691. And ask about their latest technology in air purification systems. They're fast, easy, and affordable to install in any new or existing AC or heating system. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691, for a free estimate. Mention this ad and receive 10% off installation of your new air purification system. Aero Service heating and air conditioning experts have been servicing Shasta County for over 40 years. call 221-4691. That's 221-4691.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 at 1326 Market Street, the epicenter of change in Reading. Well, not anymore, I think. Well, the change is still going on down here. Hey, Bob, fire up. Can you call Jennifer and tell her never mind, please? And it's 61 degrees going up to 90 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at North State Security. North State Security has been in the business 50 years this year. Lance Beck is running it now. His dad started it back in 1968. They do things like take care of our water sources, take care of the electrical facilities, the river trail, and they can give you a they have a program where they can have somebody at your house or at your business in 10 minutes or less here in Reading. That's right, in 10 minutes or less. Give them a call at 243-0295. This is a trained officer that comes out to your residence or your business. 243-0295. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. And my guest here is from United Way. And you need to give me your name again here.
So my name is Jacob Peterson.
Jacob Peterson.
Development Director for United Way, Northern California.
Cool. So, been busy lately, Jacob.
Yes, we have. we've been trying to help as many people as we can, of course, while also being evacuated from our own office.
Where's your office at?
We're located on 2280 Benton Drive.
Oh, yeah.
Right behind One Safe Place.
Pretty much the path of the fire nado.
Yeah, we were about four blocks away from the fire nado that hit. So.
No, no, we had friends who had houses. Mm-hmm. You know, and the word is head.
Yeah.
Houses on Harlan Lane.
Yeah.
In that area out there.
Really
well, I didn't realize you were right behind there. For some reason, I thought you were in another location. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, well, that kind of slows things down, but at least you didn't lose it, so you were able to move back in there, right?
Right. We were able to move back in there, and while that happened, we were working from other places,
sure.
Knowing that, you know, we need to really meet the needs of the community while we kind of watch this whole thing play out.
You know, a lot of times the hardest part is after.
Yeah.
Is afterwards, after the disaster, and everybody's kind of like trying to shake themselves. And so, we need to have a lot of mental health professionals and all those types coming in here to help people who lost all this. And people who are just absolutely just scared or and just changed their whole life. But this is going to go on for a long time.
Yeah, we're.
And this is the hard part now.
Right. Yeah, and that's what we're really trying to encourage people to think about. You know, I think a lot of people want to give immediate help, and the Red Cross and Salvation Army have done just a really great job. We had a lot of people in the community step up, help people who were evacuated while they're at the shelters. We focused a lot of our work kind of bracing for when people leave the shelters. And they either realize they do not have a home to go back to, or maybe they have a home to go back to, but it's so damaged that it's unlivable. They don't know where to start. They're, you know, like you said, they're traumatized because they, potentially
yeah.
just lost everything, you know, all their possessions. And so
it's sad watching these people go through the ashes. I mean, they're, some of them attitude is like, okay, you know what? I'm taking a shot to the gut, but I'm going through my stuff. I'm finding some things. You know, some people have found stuff that didn't burn. I know it's hard to believe. It's fat, you know, as hot as that fire was, but yeah. And so, and we had a lady on that I'd like to, maybe we could all think about having her up. Her name's Sandra Hunter, who went through this down in San Diego on the Cedar Fire, and she's written a book, Comeback, and how to take this and build your resilience mm-hmm. on things like this. But this is where you step in now. Is they're out of the mm-hmm. shelters. They're going back to the houses. Some of them 50% damaged. Some even 20% damaged. Mm-hmm. Is you know all types of smoke, ash. Sides of their house are you know are just you know melted.
Right. Yeah. And this is really we set our fund and a lot of our work around kind of modeling United Way of the Wine Country, which. You know, I think being here, we see how big of a disaster this was, and we think, man, how, you know, this is the worst thing that could ever happen. Has this ever happened before? And, mm-hmm. you know, the Santa Rosa fire happened not too long ago.
Well, it's been 10 months.
Yeah, it just happened. And
it's just been like 10 months.
And,
hello,
you know,
California.
So there's a community that went through, you know, something similar. Of course, there was a lot more houses burned down in that fire.
It's like burning, if they burnt down, it'd be like burning through the center mm-hmm. of Redding.
Yeah.
What happened to them.
And, you know, but there are differences too that we're taking a look at. A lot of people who lost their homes here, I think, you know, maybe lived in public housing or, we just did a real cost measure study. And found that in Shasta County, almost a third of all residents were kind of on the verge, a paycheck away from being homeless. And so I think for a lot of people, it's hit really hard from a, you know, financial burden standpoint, how to get them back on track if they just lost everything. It's not as easy, I think, for some people here.
I agree because down in Santa Rosa, it's, you know, but even now at Santa Rosa, who has money and in this, 10 months later, there's only 7 houses or 10 houses been rebuilt.
Right.
That's what this process is going to be. Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right. When you go look at Keswick and a couple other places around here, mm-hmm. how many people had, they may have owned these things, you know,
right.
You know, and they don't have insurance or they're underinsured.
Mm-hmm.
And what are they going to do now? Or what about
right.
now they're in their 70s or mm-hmm. 60s or whatever age and they just, that's it. You know, they're
right.
just, they've just lost it.
Yeah, so we've really done two main things that are kind of addressing people's needs right now. We've always had our 211 program, which is basically a call line that anyone can reach out to. You can text it, you can call it, you can go online. And 211 is basically the biggest and most local up-to-date database of community resources available. So people can call in and say, hey, I'm in need of some, you know, low-cost, no-cost mental health services, child care services, where's the nearest food bank, you know, what places are still accepting evacuees. And they can get really any information that they're looking for. The people that answer the calls are actually trained in that process and how to kind of work people through understanding what they need, because a lot of times people call in and they don't actually know what they mm-hmm. what resource is going to be best for
sure.
them in that moment. So we have that program. We've also set up our Shasta Fire County Relief Fund, which is helping people with kind of that short-term assistance. People can apply for mini grants and receive some funding to kind of mm-hmm. get back on track and get started.
Our phone lines here, 605-4567, if you have questions for Jacob from United Way. And this 211 line, you just dial 211 and that's it?
211, or you can text 898-211.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you can have somebody on the other end. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Hey, I'm pretty good for an old guy. Hey, I wanted to make a suggestion, and then I wanted to ask you a question. The suggestion is, Carl, maybe on your website you could put on who you're going to have for guests. I'm busy all week, and at times I can't listen to you, but if you had somebody on I wanted to talk to, I could make time.
Do you have Facebook?
No, I don't.
Okay.
You know what? The way they're censoring conservatives, I wouldn't get to Facebook. I'd encourage people to stop using it.
Okay. So, okay, and that's a good idea. But I put, you know, we advertise by, we run spots all day. The other way is I put it on Facebook. But I guess we've got a spot there we can put in the on our webpage, too.
Yeah, I do go to your webpage. Now, you know, talking about these fire victims in the car fire, you know, a month or so ago, there's a lot of people that got burned out down in Happy Valley. Do they qualify for any of these benefits? You know, they were impacted and just as devastated as these car fire.
Jacob?
Yeah, so each unit, Happy Valley, what county is that? Sorry,
Shasta.
It's in Shasta.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's like 3 or 4 miles from the car fire.
Yeah, so what we've done is we've that's why we called it really the Shasta County Fire Relief Fund, although we've started expanding some of our work into, you know, people affected in Trinity County because, you know, this just with the car fire, there were people there who were displaced and lost homes.
So with the Happy Valley guys, that was like a month ago, and I remember what you're talking about, Nick. So would they be able to come down and get some help there, too?
They'd be able to come down, yeah. They can always dial 211, and they could always turn in an application to our Shasta County Fire Relief Fund to seek out support based on, you know, their need.
It's not just you guys. In my opinion, they ought to qualify for having their mess cleaned up and hauled off, just like FEMA's doing for the car fires and all that. It just seems like... You know, you get my point.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
And we don't want to, you know, we don't want to forget about, you know, people who have experienced this, maybe on a smaller scale, like you're talking about. You know, I think with the car fire, it's been this huge, big thing that everybody's been aware of, and it's been a national news headline, and so there's been so much attention and services brought to it. But you're absolutely right. There's people that have, you know, been displaced and lost homes prior to this and maybe didn't get as much attention.
Yeah, even up here on this Hertz fire, there's liable to be a home or two lost. And, you know, those people deserve just as much help from us as everybody else. Have a great day. Thanks for having
Nick,
me on.
Hey, Nick, just on your first question, what I'm thinking about this is probably putting a box there on our front page of our website, and I can say who I've got for the whole week because I usually set it up for a week. Now, it doesn't guarantee they always show up. But they almost always do.
I understand that. I understand sometimes you've got to really shuffle to get somebody to come on at the last minute.
Yeah, like today.
But, you know, when LaMalfa comes on next time, I don't know when he's going to be on.
The first Friday of every month.
You know, my short-term memory, me and okay. Larry Finkelstein, it's gone.
Okay, got it.
And, you know, I've got some questions I'd like to ask Ken Murray, like, you know, what was his thoughts when he ran up the unfunded liabilities, and was he just harvesting... sector votes and not worrying about paying off the.
You're gonna have a real chance for this because he's gonna host the show for a few days in September.
All right, I'm looking forward.
So
to
you
it.
Can you can start gathering. You can start you know girding your loins right now.
I will. That sounds like fun.
I think it will be. All right. Thanks a lot, Nick.
Bye.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Started right here in Redding, became the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, over 40 counties. Ted Leidy has started his program in down there, whether it's concealed carry, defensive handgun, home protection, unarmed combat. He has it all at Northern Firearms Instruction. Check out usgunpro.com for classes or give him a call at 530-999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. I'll be right back with United Way and Jacob Peterson.
Firefighters and first responders, we say thank you. To those who've lost property or family, our hearts grieve with you. At Harrison's Marine and RV, we're still collecting donations of money and supplies for distribution. We are community. As a part of that community, we have felt the impact of this disaster, and we're doing what we can to help. For fire victims needing a trailer to live in, we are helping with significantly reduced pricing. Please call for details. Harrison's will be at the Mount Shasta Mall this Friday through Sunday, where our boats and RVs will be on display for everyone. We'll be selling RVs and boats, and we will display signs thanking the heroes, the first responders, and all who are helping our community to recover, repair, rebuild, and heal. Bring your sign to the Mount Shasta Mall, and we'll display it along with ours. Let's say thank you together.
Joe Heslin for Carmona's Appliance Center.
As your local Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, Amana, and Janair dealer, we're the last appliance dealer with a fully staffed service department with up to 30 years experience. Trained and certified by the manufacturer, whether you purchase from us or somewhere else, we will happily take care of your warranty needs, saving you the hassle of calling a 1-800 number.
Carmona's Appliance Center, your locally owned brand source dealer, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on at carmonasappliances.com.
Hello, this is a Fire News Alert update from Andy Main at Shasta.com and ShastaBeam.com. We are sorry to hear about all of those people, friends, and neighbors who have lost homes in the car fire, and we wanted to let everyone know that the towers that are serving West Reading are still in service and operational today, some of them on backup power. During this very difficult time, Shasta Beam's towers have endured the fire, and we want anybody who is out of service to know that you can call our office today, and we can get you installed with internet and telephone service tomorrow to help you through this difficult time. Our phone number at the Mistletoe office is 605-2204. Please call anytime, and we would be happy to help you get service for internet and telephones installed as soon as possible. We would also like to encourage people to go to our ShastaBeam.com website for more information, including a 3-minute video clip of the fire as it approaches our primary tower.
What is summer without a summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WindRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
I'm so happy. 'Cause today found my friends.
Well, welcome back to Creek Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460, 8 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 23rd of August. 61 degrees going up to 90 today. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know what? There's so many questions about insurance and what you should be doing. Give Judy Maxwell and her team a call at 221-0441. Been doing this since 1993, located on Hilltop Drive. But just give her a call, 221-0441. She's been on the show several times and talking about insurance, what happens when the adjuster comes, all these other things. She's the one to ask. It's a confusing time now. So much stuff going on. Let Judy sort it out for you. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Okay, we're here with Jason Peterson from United Way, and we just had a phone call from Nick saying, well, what about Happy Valley? Well, Happy Valley probably, only because of dates, may not fall under the FEMA Act, even though they're in Shasta County, don't you wish they would, but you still can help people anyway, because United Way has, you have disaster funds that can help.
Yeah, we do ongoing disaster relief fundraising just because we know events like this will come up. Of course, we couldn't have predicted how the magnitude of the car fire, but, you know, we did a lot of work around that car fire
going to be coming up.
Yeah. And we did work around, you know, the whole Oroville Dam situation because we cover Butte County as well. And really at the end of the day, anytime people get, even though no one lost their homes, anytime people are forced to pick up and
how many,
you know,
people evacuated out of that? Did you ever get a final? Was it over 100,000?
It was over 100,000. I could tell you
evacuated.
That
evacuated,
right? And yeah, and the thing can that people maybe that? Don't think about is, you know, the cost associated with that. A lot of people, they don't get to work for that period of time.
The business is shut down. Small businesses lose money.
Right, small businesses lose money. If people's power is shut off, you know, all their food in their fridge goes bad.
Ask Bob about that.
Right, so there's a lot of costs, you know, associated, which is why, you know, again, with our fire relief fund, we set it up for people that have can either have lost their home or can show proof that they lost over $500 of valued items.
Okay, now how do they do this? You know, we've got like about 6 minutes left.
Sure.
So Jason, how do they come in and start the process?
So they can either go online to our website, which is NorCalUnitedWay.org. Or they can come into our office, 2280 Benton Drive, Building B, right behind One Safe Place. And what they do is they fill out an application. With that application, once they turn it in, we have a team, a committee that reviews it. We also verify that they actually lived at that address. They have to show proof of ID when they come in. And if they get approved, which we've had about 450 or so families get approved so far, we cut them a check to help out with some of that short-term financial assistance.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it starts right away then. Is this going to go on for a year?
Right.
I mean.
We're predicting about 3 years.
3 years.
3 years of
and
recovery.
So you all are set up for this, that you're going to be able to help people throughout that. Now, does FEMA, when they declare this, or when the president declared this as that special, you know, emergency zone, does that mean is that we're going to be helped by FEMA for the next 3 years is going to be here assisting people?
Are they going to be something like
they kind of hand it over to local organizations and move on?
I don't know their timeline for how long they're going to be involved. I can tell you that they're also helping people with some short-term assistance for those who lost their homes. And they're also helping for nonprofits, organizations. We, of course, would qualify. A lot of other social service and organizations qualify for reimbursements from the federal government.
But we've had FEMA on already this week, and we're going to have them on again probably next week. Talking to Small Business Administration, who can help people get their homes back. Mm-hmm. And I did not realize that they could help. You know, a lot of the work they do helps getting people homes back also. So this is something is this your first big one you've worked on like this?
This is, yeah, okay. This is.
And what's your position over there?
I'm the development director there. Okay. So I'm the guy responsible for raising enough money that we can help try to meet some of the needs that everybody has.
Shasta Regional Community Foundation has been collecting a lot of money, it seems.
Yeah.
And I tell people that's where to go to give money to. Do you get grants from them?
They are in the process of, I think, deciding what exactly they're going to do with that funding. They're taking more of a long-term approach to recovery. And that's what we want to encourage people. We have a lot of people say, you know, oh, well, I give to Red Cross or I give to Salvation Army or Shasta Regional. Really, what we try to encourage people to understand is we are all playing a role, and it's all very critical roles. Red Cross and Salvation Army, they're kind of like the first responder for evacuees, trying to get them, you know, food, water, clothing, things like that they need. Shasta Regional is more of the long-term recovery of our community and social service sector. We're kind of in that short to mid-term helping people start getting back on track.
But I was under the impression, and maybe I was wrong, that they would give you all grants to or push money to you all too and to the other agencies around here.
We'll be eligible to apply like any other, you know, social service group.
Okay. I misunderstood that a little bit, but you still could apply and get money here. Okay. Long-term, people just need to come down, or they just need to start on the website and all this. People have lost their proof of everything. So can you all help them with that, too?
As long as people can show that even if you have a piece of mail with your original address on it, as long as you can show you lived at that address, you know, we'll take that.
I imagine Dan Beans, who's the head of RU, will be with us right after you, and that, you know, they send out those electric bills every month. I can't wait to hear what he's going to, you know, what we're going to do with that kind of stuff, and then all the power that was lost and then put back on again in such a short period of time. Okay. Well, again, did I get this right, Jacob Peterson?
Yes, okay. And last thing I would mention, too, is if anyone would like to still contribute to this fund, of course, we've so far received over 1,000 applications. We've only been able to fund about half those so far. The needs are going to be ongoing. If you would like to help support our fund, you can.
And the money's staying here.
And the money, yeah, and 100% goes. We've already committed this fund to 100% going to the car fire relief effort.
So now, how do people give?
So they can either give through our website. The easiest way is probably if you text car fire, CARRFIRE, all one word, to 91999, you can donate that way. You can also, we partnered with Tri-County's Bank on a GoFundMe. That's gotten a lot of traction. They can give that way. And again, it all directs to that fund.
Hey, Jacob, thanks a lot for what you're doing out there, buddy. And this won't be the last time as we go along. We can't forget. We've got to keep it up in our consciousness.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much. Hey, yeah, we're going to take a break from the news. It'll be Dan Beans, the director of Reading Electric Utility, will be with us.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading. We now join Town Hall News in Progress, sponsored by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Right now, we do have a hurricane warning out for Oahu, Maui County, and the Big Island. And we put out a hurricane watch for Kauai, so that's our more northerly island.
Devin Shigesato at the Central Pacific Hurricane Center says that Lane is approaching Hawaii with winds of around 145 miles per hour. It is expected to weaken somewhat before it hits, but that doesn't mean it won't be a dangerous and destructive storm. President Trump downplaying the role of his former lawyer Michael Cohen in the aftermath of Cohen's guilty plea to 8 charges.
Interviewed on Fox News, the president described Cohen as a part-time attorney who had many other clients, even though Cohen worked for him for a decade. Mr. Trump also suggested that Cohen's legal trouble stemmed from his other businesses. He accused his former lawyer of lying and said it almost should be illegal for suspects to cooperate with prosecutors.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. New round of U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports has taken effect, and China is retaliating, each side imposing 25% tariffs on the other's goods.
The U.S. has targeted chemicals, metals, and railway equipment. China has focused on goods ranging from fish meal to scrap metal to golf carts.
The BBC's Robin Brandt in Shanghai says talks aimed at resolving the standoff continue in Washington. New home sales took a hit last month, dropping 1.7%. The second consecutive monthly decline, sales of new houses falling to a 9-month low. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down about 17 points, the NASDAQ 16 points higher, and the S&P is up 1 point. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have you ever thought about trading? Do you think you might do a better job than your financial advisor? Well, at Apiary Fund, we train people just like you to create an income stream by trading online. With Apiary Fund, you'll be taught by a highly experienced trading team, including legendary trader Sean Lucas, who's formerly managed $2.5 trillion worth of investor funds. This training is worth thousands of dollars, but right now you can get 100% free access to the entire training program for 30 days when you call 800-959-4526 and leave your email on our voicemail. We'll send you a link to our entire training library, your own simulated account, access to our peer community, and direct access to our experts. Just call 800-959-4526 to get 30 days of free access to this highly effective training. This could change your life. Call 800-959-4526 and leave your email at the voicemail to get free access now. Learn to trade online. Call 800-959-4526.
Citing national security concerns, Australia has banned 2 Chinese telecommunications companies from providing gear for the country's 5G mobile network.
Australia fears Chinese firms could have been asked to gather intelligence on behalf of the Beijing government. Chinese companies are, after all, required by law to help the country's spy agencies. one of the firms affected, Huawei, said it was disappointed by the decision. But in the United States, there are similar fears and similar restrictions on Chinese telecommunications companies. The ban comes at a time of concern over China's political influence in Australian politics, something that strained relations between the two nations.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. One of the world's least wired countries is a little more connected. The state telecommunications company of Cuba launching the second and most extensive two test runs of a mobile network will give ordinary citizens greater access to the Internet. Townhall.com. Amid concerns about a possible fire hazard, Ford issuing a recall involving some 2012 to 2015 vehicles.
Ford Motor Company is recalling charging cords for more than 50,000 plug-in electric and hybrid cars. Ford says plugging the cords into outlets that aren't on a dedicated circuit or might be on damaged, worn, or corroded circuits can cause wall outlets to overheat. The company's heard reports of four fires involving the C-Max cords with no injuries. In three of the four fires, owners used extension cords, which Ford says you shouldn't do. Dealers will replace the cords with ones that can sense high temperatures and shut off charging if necessary. Jennifer King, Washington.
Ohio State has suspended coach Urban Meyer for three games for mishandling repeated professional and behavioral problems of an assistant coach. Investigators found that Meyer protected his protege for years through domestic violence allegations, a drug problem, and poor job performance. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Thursday, the 23rd of August, 2018. Usually Trish Clark is with me, but Trish is on the East Coast today, or she's someplace today. I'm not exactly sure where, but she told me it's going to be difficult to get back to where, to get back to the show today. So, it looks like, gosh, you know, this day is probably one of the best days so far. Mm-hmm. When you go out and just look around than I've seen in almost a month. So, I mean, and it's still not good, but it's better. Hey, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, has just a phenomenal walk-in humidor, great customer service, do a lot for our community. All is at Tobacco and Brew. Bob's on the line right now, but the weather is going to go up to 60. Anyway, Bob, what's the weather look like?
Today's
Did
high.
Did you just hang up on somebody?
It was a clicky, clicky, buzz, buzz, fuzzy cell phone. Couldn't. It was like listening to a fish tank.
Feel free to call back whoever it was.
When you have a better line. 96 for a high today, depending on who you ask, could be mid 90s. But we're out of that century mark. Looking further down the road, the highs will be in the mid to upper 90s by after the weekend. We actually dropped down below 90 degrees, so that looking forward to that. Overnight lows are going to be around 60 degrees. And
did you say there's going to be? Looks like there could be some 50s in there. Could that
looks,
be in
looks
August?
Like, yeah, looks
What's
like
going
the overnight
on?
Low
what
could
happened
drop.
To global warming?
Yeah. Well, this is a long-range model. No precipitation expected for the next 7 days. Thankfully, that includes no thunderstorms in the forecast. And by Monday, we could be down to about 84 degrees. And this report is brought to you, oh, by the way, currently in downtown Reading, 64 degrees. Shasta Lake is now 68 feet from the top of the dam, and all this brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Better-known business out of Anderson that has got all those guys and girls out there fixing and helping with the propane tanks that were caught by the fire or just inspecting them or making sure it's turned back on correctly. All of this. And plus, you go to Shasta Gas Propane. Seniors and veterans get discounts there. 365-3793. There's a number. They have also have capability of you know paying on time if you've got like a huge bill. They're more than happy to help people out there. I'm with Dan Beans today.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
The director of REU, Reading Electric Utility. And while we were waiting to get started, I had to give him a round of applause for his guys and girls who had 8,000 customers at the beginning of this fire. I mean, when this fire just kind of roared through, 8,000 customers with no service. And the next day, 500 people without service. And I'm like, okay, you know, one of these has got to be wrong. But they weren't.
No, a lot of the outages had to do with fire safety. Fire department was asking for circuits to be cut, and then some, of course, was from damage.
Okay, so the fire department said he cut off the power here because we don't want lines dropping. The fire NATO that came through here, somebody told me that one of the power lines, you know, the tower for the power line was split in half.
It was
and ripped apart.
Yeah, it was ripped off its foundation and thrown and twisted. It's designed for like 135 mile an hour wind, and it was torn off like it was nothing.
Okay, I thought that they were that they had been fixed for, you know, they're much higher than that. So, but 135's, you know,
that's pretty healthy,
pretty atypical.
And you saw some of the cars that were picked up and thrown around, yep. And then house roofs. You know, it's you know what, the capriciousness of a fire and a fire needle. It rips off your roof and then it puts fire inside it. You know, I mean, this is, just doesn't seem fair.
No. It was crazy. That whole night, that night of the 26th was crazy. There was, Redding was hanging on by a thread that we were losing. The transmission all around us was going down. Our own transmission was burning up. At one point, we were, we only had one connection left to the grid, and we only had one connection from our power plant. And during that time, you know, we were starting to have to roll blackouts. Our power plant was the only reason that we didn't black out the entire city. And
our own power plant, huh?
Our own power plant.
Kicked on all the turbines?
We, as many as we could. The gas pressure was having some problems. PG&E had been working on our line earlier that day, and so we were kind of in a precarious situation. But our operators, as they saw the fire progressing, they started offloading, like, Eureka Way substation, and they started taking steps to prepare for impact. And the Bureau lost all their hydro generation. WAPA lost all their transmission except for one line that we still had. And they wouldn't let us flow energy on it because the system was so unstable. And so our power plant is what, and our operators and everybody's preparation really saved the day. Because during that fire NATO and all that.
How do you prep for a fire NATO? I mean, you can't.
What you do is we have standard operating procedures.
Yeah.
And these guys are highly trained and they practice. It's something that when they go to training, like in San Diego with a bunch of operators, mm-hmm. they go around the room, okay, who's actually done these procedures before? And everybody's like, nobody, hardly anybody's ever done it. One or two people.
Not anymore.
Our guys have now gone through it, and they did extremely well.
Well, you know, the next time you ask, you know what, ask about salaries and all these things, and these are guys down, these are your middle management and ones working in a plant. You got to remember is that you don't pay a pilot for taking off and landing. You pay a pilot was when that engine blows off on one side or there's something horrible happens and they get you down on the ground. Just something to remember.
Those are Scully moments.
The Sully moments are the one from Southwest where the engine just crumples.
Yeah.
And she lands it. Yeah.
Yeah. California, though, they're really trying to get rid of natural gas. They want no natural gas or fossil fuels, no natural gas generation. Someday they want to not have natural gas in your home. And we need to fight, just like we want to keep our guns. We need to keep our gas power plant.
Because if we didn't have that gas power plant, the whole town
would have blacked out. Every stoplight would have been flashing. Yes.
The hospitals, everything would have just gone down.
Evacuation centers would have had no power. It would have been terrible. The evacuation from the fire areas would have been much slower because every stoplight in town would have been flashing.
And then you would have had to have police there or somebody there. And, of course, they weren't there because they were all doing other things.
Yep.
So. Well, you know, and the only reason we were able to stay online and keep lights on when or energy where we needed it was because of our own natural gas burning power plant.
And the operators that were running it.
And the operators that were running it.
Yep.
Well, you know what?
You ever been down to the plant down there? I went down there for the opening. It's pretty awesome.
I haven't been. I need to go there.
You should, yeah.
I need
take
to go
a
there.
Yeah.
But you know, here's the other thing too: is we're coming out to RU, in fact, next Tuesday or Monday, to talk to a couple of your people out there. But the thing about this is, and this is where what you just said was exactly right: is that people that are making these decisions, at I guess they would have to be the senators and the assemblymen. Hopefully, after these huge fires this year. That somebody will wave a red flag in their face and say, look, yeah, that's cool. It's just, you know, we can do this. You can do this. But when you cut it all off, you could have caused even more deaths. We're talking about hospitals going down, and there must be other gas generating plants in this state.
Oh yeah, there are. There are several.
And the whole thing, yeah. So they, oh no, we'll have redundant systems. Well, redundant systems in a disaster don't work.
Yeah, I was in Sacramento last week, telling that very story because they need to hear it. And
what they say?
Well, they listened. They say what they say.
And they do what they want to do.
Exactly.
Who are you talking to down there?
I had a great conversation with Senator Gaines and Reyes. I think we talked to one of their staffers. But
well, Gaines, understands that. He's from up here. But,
yeah.
It's the jerks from Southern California who, by the way, are
the
all
community
fires, too.
Activists who got themselves elected.
But I did not realize that the only thing that was keeping us going was, I may have heard it, but I didn't really sink into it today. The only thing that kept our lights on at our hospitals and evacuation centers and the spots that we needed was our own...
The peaking plants, yeah.
Our own plant.
Yeah, here. And you notice, we had, not only did we have the outages for the fire, they wanted certain circuits turned off, we actually were rolling blackouts because we couldn't pump out any more power with the gas pressure issues we were having on the gas line. We were putting out everything we could from our plant, and then WAPA wouldn't let us get anything off the grid just because of the stability. So we were running into limitations. We actually had our last transmission line from the plant starting to overload a little bit, so we were overloading that and watching it. We were just on this nice knife's edge trying to not burn anything down with, overloading it and keep...
You got guys on the dials going,
Captain, the warp engines can't take anymore.
It's exactly like that. It was right out of Star Trek.
Give me warp 7. Captain, we hit warp 7. They're all blown. Oh, the dynamic crystals.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Dan Beans, the director of the Redding Electric Utility. And every so often you get the plant, you get to applaud people. They've done a great job. And your guys, as you pointed out, your pros down at our own internal energy plant here running on natural gas kept the lights on.
Yeah, and the next day, those generators are running 24/7. And then the smoke was clogging the filters. And these guys, the maintenance guys, jumped down there. It's normally a two-hour process to change out filters. These guys did it in less than 40 minutes to make sure that we had power when people in Redding
needed
it.
So you're going to remember that for the next negotiation? So
yeah.
It takes two hours, but, I saw you do it in 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And they go, yeah, but we didn't put all the screws back.
Yeah, exactly.
How else could I maintain my reputation as a miracle worker?
We got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Home Helpers, of course, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, they're here to help. But now after this tragedy that we've had and all the survivors, I don't call them victims anymore. I've learned not to call them victims. People are survivors. You survived the fire. You're going to survive what happens afterwards. And so I'm trying to tell everybody, don't use the word victims anymore. Use the word survivors. But Home Health, you may have people living in your house now that had not been living there before. Give Sharon Clark a call and have her come over and give you a hand. Maybe, you've got to go to work, but you need some help around the house there with some people that need some special care. Give them a call at 226-8350 or check out their website at readinghomehelpers.com. Sharon Clark, been in the business here for 15 years. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back with Dan Beans.
Congratulations to all of our Swipe to Win winners at Wind River Resort and Casino. So far this year, prizes have included a Super Bowl package for two, two cruises for two, a Ranger patio boat, a Ranger bass boat, a tiny house RV, a travel camper, two Harley Davidsons, and loads of free slot play and cash. Our giveaways continue in August with our Scootin' Through Summer Swipe to Win promotion. Not one, two, three, or four, but five Yamaha Zuma scooters from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo awaits lucky winners. What a week! Play our Scootin' Through Summer promotion at Wind River
River Resort and Casino. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a Yamaha Zuma scooter plus 200 cash or free slot play. Creating new memories one summer at a time with our friends at Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Trines every Friday at 8 p.m. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Joe Hegland for Carmona's Appliance Center.
As your local Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, Amana, and Janair dealer, we have a showroom and a warehouse full of appliances. This allows us to provide same-day or next-day delivery of your purchase, whether you purchase a high-end appliance or a basic appliance. Our store is open 7 days a week with installers on staff. And if your install is more complicated, we have outside contractors available.
Carmona's Appliance Center, your locally owned brand source dealer. Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on at carmonasappliances.com.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is effective life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. 23 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 23rd of August, 2018. 64 degrees going up to 90 today. Well, it's going to be a decent day out there. When I'm out there, I can actually see across the street. So if I can see across the street and then down over to Pine Street, I go, hey, it's a pretty good day today. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. They are doing free cleaning of jewelry and minor repairs. And as you heard yesterday, a badge that belonged to one of our retired policemen was scorched really bad. And they took it down to see if they could do anything. And they're bringing it back to its, you know, it's bringing it back to its brand new. And they're not charging anything at Four Winds Jewelry. And that's the way they are. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Really, really good people. Rebecca and Henry right there. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Local business. We're here with Dan Beans and the director of Reading Electric Utility. We're talking about the only reason that we did not lose all the power in Reading. Now, think about this, my friends. The only reason we did not lose total power in Reading is because we had our own plant here running natural gas, and we pushed it to the limit. I mean, they were skating on a thin edge, but they were able to keep the power up. They were told to turn it off by the fire department for certain areas. So 8,000 customers lost power, but they got it back up the next day. They have now even totally restored all the lines for, even if the house is destroyed, they've got it to the end of the property there. But they, for people that had the damage out there and they're back in their homes, they've got all the power to them. There's a lot of accolades to be levied on the Redding Electric Utility and all their people. But there's also a lot of questions. So, Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. REU did a good job of being on the ball, because my neighbors across the street, up the road, they lost their power. And REU was in there within, I think, 12 hours. I mean, they got the job done. They did a good job. Although I would like to ask, has there been a slight raise in the charge for kilowatt hours in the last couple months? And do you foresee the city of Redding raising rates to compensate for all the damage that has been done? And I'll just take my answer off there. Thank you.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Great question. So there has not been a rate increase at all since 2016 with REU rates. In fact, with the other reductions with the CVPIA surcharge and the solar surcharge, you're now paying about or less than you paid in 2014 for your electric rates.
If it looks like if gone up like $40,
it's the water bill.
There you go. If you're talking about the bill that we get every month, it's the water bill, right?
Well,
why are they charging so much money for water?
I was just being facetious, but water has gone up in the last.
Well, it has gone. It has gone up.
Yeah.
I mean, we got a whole river going through here.
Yeah. Last summer, everybody's electric bill.
And
were
a lot
higher.
Of spoons dipping into that river its entire length, sir.
But we're up here at the front.
Yeah.
Let's just get make that clear.
Yeah, last summer we had 72 days over 100 degrees, and so everybody's electric bill was higher. It wasn't because of the rates higher. The usage was higher. And so our rates have not gone up. And what's really cool is the city council has a very good financial policy for REU, and we have the best credit rating we've ever had in history. We're in the best financial health we've ever been. And so to be able to handle the extra cost from this fire, we have reserves for that. And so we, at this point, have zero plans to do a rate increase because of the fire.
Okay, you heard it first here. There's no plans on raising rates because of the fire, because that's what that reserve is for.
Yeah, our current
to go out and fix the, because we had a lot of damage. How much damage do we have? I mean, any type of monetary?
I believe our use total damage is somewhere less than $20 million or in that area.
I'm sorry. $20 million?
Yes.
$20 million?
Yes.
Do we have insurance for that?
We have insurance for certain things, but not for transmission lines. Usually you don't insure transmission lines, water pipes, or streets kind of thing. So our insurance is we're self-insured. We have
reserves. Self-insured.
Yeah.
But so and with the $20 million hit, we're not going to have to raise rates.
Because I don't think the actual cost will be quite that high. Those are some estimates that we've been doing for other reporting.
Does FEMA come in and help, or does the government, the big guys come in and
potentially? Yeah. So
okay.
Regardless of reimbursement by FEMA, we're in good shape. And our current plan, rate wise, was not to do anything with rates until 2020, and we're still sticking with that plan.
Okay. So even after this disaster and approximately $20 million worth of damage, the rates are not going to go up.
Correct.
Could you please get a hold of all of the insurance companies in the United States that are out here writing insurance and say that, look, what we could do it, why can't you? Okay, maybe not. Okay, so that's the question that somebody else asked on this, and we've answered all of these. The transmission lines, you say they've been damaged and all this. Those haven't been replaced yet, have they?
Ours have, yes.
Yours have?
Yeah.
And but what about the guys on the outside?
Yeah, no, WAPA's gotten theirs all in service also. They might have a couple of temporary structures, but all the lines are back in service. All the hydro's back online, and all of REU's transmission's back online. We brought in mutual aid crews from at least 11 different agencies that came in and just cranked it out.
I guess so.
I mean, yeah, it was astounding.
It was quite the army of utility trucks through town for a couple of days.
Well, you know what? I was on Eureka, and I saw almost 10 of them lined up there getting ready to move forward, and there was a bulldozer with one of them. So they were all heading someplace.
Yeah, and what's interesting is utilities always help each other. We have this mutual aid agreement, mm-hmm. and so when we've helped PG&E out many times. Well, this is the first time Reading Electric's ever had to ask for help. And so, of course, PG&E helped us, Smud, Roseville, Modesto.
I think I saw some Edison trucks out there.
Edison is probably there mutilating for PG&E.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
what's going on with PG&E? Can you give us any information about that?
I really shouldn't. I don't have any. Okay. I mean, they've got a whole different kind of system. I mean, they have way less customers per mile. It's a much harder and you know, costly system kind of to maintain than ours. I mean, ours is more compact. We have 60 square miles of service territory. It's a little easier for us to keep handle on that.
Okay. We're here with Dan Beans, who is the director of RU. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. And when I say that, they know what's happened. They were evacuated. They've lost houses, too. They've lost homes. They know what you're going through. Please, go over, give them a call. Stop by any of their branches. Their newest branch at 1845 California Street. Go down and talk to them. See how they can help you when you recover from this fire. See how they can continue to move your dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank, 8:30 in the morning here on Thursday the 23rd. We'll be right back.
Coming to you on a dusty road. Good loving, I've got a truckload.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
To the firefighters and first responders, we say thank you. To those who've lost property or family, our hearts grieve with you. At Harrison's Marine and RV, we're still collecting donations of money and supplies for distribution. We are community. As a part of that community, we have felt the impact of this disaster, and we're doing what we can to help. For fire victims needing a trailer to live in, we are helping with significantly reduced pricing. Please call for details. Harrison's will be at the Mount Shasta Mall this Friday through Sunday, where our boats and RVs will be on display for everyone. We'll be selling RVs and boats, and we will display signs thanking the heroes, the first responders, and all who are helping our community to recover, repair, rebuild, and heal. Bring your sign to the Mount Shasta Mall, and we'll display it along with ours. Let's say thank you together.
Hello, this is a fire news alert update from Andy Main at Shasta.com and ShastaBeam.com. We are sorry to hear about all of those people, friends, and neighbors who have lost homes in the car fire, and we wanted to let everyone know that the towers that are serving West Reading are still in service and operational today, some of them on backup power. During this very difficult time, Shasta Beam's towers have endured the fire, and we want anybody who is out of service to know that you can call our office today, and we can get you installed with internet and telephone service tomorrow to help you through this difficult time. Our phone number at the Mistletoe office is 605-2204. Please call anytime, and we would be happy to help you get service for internet and telephones installed as soon as possible. We would also like to encourage people to go to our ShastaBeam.com website for more information, including a 3-minute video clip of the fire as it approaches our primary tower.
The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair is coming Saturday, September 8th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss your chance to enjoy lots of free samples of health-related items. There'll be a smart chicken hot dog barbecue. Be sure to bring the kids for the kitty carnival and great live music from Jimmy Limo. Find out about organic produce, organic groceries, vitamins and supplements, and so much more. And the event is absolutely free. The Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 8th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 221 Locust Street in Reading.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
I hope not. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the burning ring of fire we have here.
And we came out stronger, folks.
8:33, yeah, it's going to be better. 8:33 in the morning here on the 23rd of August. It's 61 degrees going up to 90 today. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold, better known, discounts for seniors and veterans. The best place ever to get a haircut. And by the way, they're going to January 1st, they're going to appointments only. Because you get in there. I mean, this place is full all the time. They just do great work. Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Dan Beans, who is the director of Reading Electric Utility. And we've been talking about, just as a catch-up on things, that we were able to keep our power on. This is the big one. We were able, two big things, two takeaways in that first half hour. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff. We were able to keep our power on to our people, to our hospitals, to all the evacuation centers, because we had our own power plant running on natural gas that we had. So we didn't have to rely on other sources. And they were able to, through yeoman's work, able to keep this thing going. They replaced, we have all of our lines in, all these other things. Here's the other big takeaway. Approximately $20 million worth of damage to our lines and all of the transmission and things here. And your REU bill will not raise.
Correct.
Will not be raised.
Yep.
That's great.
It's awesome.
That's awesome. That is. You know, big round of applause here. I don't think a lot of people know that. I don't think they have an idea about that. You just assume that after this, oh, gosh, we're going to have to pay for this. Well, no.
Well, we have reserves. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Now, customer service.
Yeah.
Now, here in the future, with all this stuff that's going on.
All right. So, we've made special arrangements for all of our customers. So, if you didn't lose your home and you weren't evacuated, but you meet credit and program guidelines, you can qualify for an amortization if your bill's a little high and you want to spread that out.
By the way, I do that. We have the
even bill or whatever they call that.
Yeah, we do that and we just pay the same amount.
Yeah, this is a little different. Yeah, this is like taking, say, you got a super high one because whatever.
Right.
Just it's summertime and maybe you had guests in your house that were evacuated or whatever. And so your bill's higher. You can call our customer service and they'll amortize that for you if you qualify. And then, of course, we have a CARES program where you can qualify one time a year up to $300 on your electric portion of your bill only. And we're waiving the usually it's once every 12 months, but because of the car fire, we reset everybody's count on CARES to zero. So then it's a new year for everybody. And so if you qualify, then you can get it.
Okay.
If you're evacuated, then we're going to help. We'll amortize your bill regardless of your credit, regardless of anything that. So if you've been evacuated, then you get another level of extra care just because.
Okay, so if you had to leave for a week.
Yeah.
So you're just going to, reduce your bill and all that.
We're going to amortize it.
Amortize it.
Yeah,
okay.
We're going to amortize it for them. And they can still do the CARES also.
Okay. All right.
And if you lost your home, we're going to zero out all your city bill or water, electric, sewer, trash, zero.
Well, yeah, they're not there.
They're not there.
So. And you're not going to have to pay a turn-on fee, right?
No, you should not. Yeah, as far as I know, you wouldn't need a turn-on fee later. So.
Oh, okay, now, the other thing, too, is when we start keep going.
That's pretty much it.
When people now are going to go back, they are wanting people to take trailers. I know this sounds funny. If they haven't rented a house someplace, you can take a trailer or get one of these tiny houses that they're starting to build, and you can put it on your property, on the edge of your property, and why you're being rebuilt there, and you're making arrangements for people to have electricity there.
Yeah, we'll be able to get temporary service to those accommodations.
The and one of the other things that Barry Tippin said, and you just reiterated it right here, was there's not going to be impact fees for people.
Right. Once the home, the impact fee is for capacity. So once a home's already been built and that impact fee's been paid once, you know, the sewer plants have been upgraded. This, you know, everything's been already upgraded based on that. You know, that's the theory. So you don't need to replace that home and repay those impact fees.
But all the homes have to be built to the new codes. I can tell you right now, if I had to rebuild my home, that we'd have all brand new electrical stuff in there. I mean, it was only built in 1940. But everybody has to build to code. But I'm not sure what code is anymore. I mean, and does that mean everybody has to put sprinklers in their house now?
My guess is, yeah. I'm not up on all the building code either, but that's probably true.
Oh, the new ones. Mm-hmm. Okay. Isn't that interesting? I mean, this isn't in your bailiwick, but, you know, your insurance for rebuilding your house. And if you have a good insurance company, they raise it. I mean, no, they give you more every year. But it's based on that house you have. And then now you have to put in double pane windows and a sprinkler system and different types of toilets and all, of course, all new electrical stuff. It's going to be interesting to see some of these.
Right. And the theory is that all those upgrades hopefully will have some payback to you in lower bills.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
Energy efficiency.
And you might be able to even get, some tax breaks on things
right.
like that.
Yeah.
Are the feds helping us out that you know of?
I don't know.
At the city level yet?
Well, I know they're in discussions, but I don't know. That's a complicated process, and I really don't know where we're at on that.
You just keep the electricity on for everybody.
That's what we're focusing on.
And by the way, everybody, if you really want to know where a good place to have your house is, if there's going to be brownouts and rolling blackouts and things like this, is be as close as you can to the jail, because they do not want to black out the jail or the hospital. So if you're right in the center of both of them, then you're okay. Nah, I'm not.
Insider secret.
There. Insider secret there. So if you see our house for sale, it's just another thing that's good. No. I'm not trying to make light of this, but I am extremely happy about everything I've heard. You know, everything you brought in here has just been good news. Daniel.
Well, we're doing our best. I mean, we only exist for the community, so what else should we do?
And by the way, this is for people that don't know this, and I don't mean to embarrass you, but Dan doesn't live in town. He lives up in a beautiful place on the side of a mountain up in Weaverville and drives down here every day. Well, not so fast.
And we've survived a fire.
And you've already had your fire.
Yeah. And I can say that the plants and the trees will come back, and it'll be more beautiful than ever. You just got to give it some time and some care.
But you ended up spending 6 or 7 days down here because all this was going on.
Yeah, it was not feasible to get home, and there, I couldn't leave. I mean, I was up when I got here during the firenado part. We were up all night. Mm-hmm. Like I said, the plant and the operators. We had troublemen out in the field calling in. What was going on in the field, because we were losing SCADA and our communication systems, and so we were putting men and people out there to tell us what's going on. So we couldn't leave. It was too critical, and it was just, like I said, knife's edge. Everybody was just right there. And our team, it was incredible how everybody worked together.
It is. And I, you know, that someday, well, you're getting, you know, I can, there's so many people that are getting thanks and are getting thanked, and they should be. And part of it is, you know, you guys, that those teams are out there working with probably not a lot of sleep. They're working around heavy. They're working around things that'll kill them. And it's not just fire,
fry
not just
you in
fire,
a heartbeat.
But that, you know, but high, you know, high charge electricity there, you know, heavy voltage that way. And you're out there working in the dark, and you know, I know they're trained for this, but at the same time, you're watching a fire racing down a block while you're trying to fix this thing.
Yeah. And every morning, it's like 8 a.m., and then every afternoon at 3, we had these roundtable utility meetings at the incident command at Anderson. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everyone was there, police, fire, you know, PG&E, even the propane guys. And we were all roundtable talking, coordinating. And at CAL FIRE, that whole process was actually very excellent to keep everybody coordinated so we could make sure we repopulated people safely.
I heard a story about somebody, they were putting a block on a road about a quarter mile from this one business. And, oh, no, you can't get into it, but we're helping to fight the fire. I'm sorry you can't get into this. I have got two trailers loaded with, loaded with full propane tanks. Okay, let's just move that down. Let's just move the they opened. They started giving them passes every day to get stuff out of there.
Yeah. So. This is more of a country thing, but I'm wondering if any of your guys have had the rather nasty surprise of some idiot backfeeding a Honda generator through his house. Because a couple of PG&E guys have gotten whacked that way.
That can happen. That's very dangerous because people don't realize if they have their generator running to their main panel and their main breaker's on, that voltage is going.
It's going.
It's 240 volts, but it goes up to the transformer, and now it's 12,000 volts on the other side of the transformer. And it may not be a lot of current at 12,000 volts, but it's 12,000 volts.
There are folks who think that since they don't have power, they'll take their little portable generator, take a double male plug, which is a really bad idea, and plug it into the wall so they can have the
Your house isn't wired to do that.
Well,
as a rule.
You would have to open up your main breaker and isolate your house if you're going to do that. And they make actually transfer switches for that very purpose to safely break before make on a generator connection. Hmm. So
okay,
there's ways to do it properly, and you should get a licensed electrician to help you do it.
Sounds like a good idea to me. We were here with Dan Beans, who is the director of RU. We're going to take another break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. If you're looking for a gun, this is the place to go to. It's the only place I buy guns at. Veterans discount, great customer service, any type of accessory you're looking for, ammo, and classes in concealed carry, hunter safety, all of it right there at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
Full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew your spirit. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, we kindly welcome you to indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul. With catered and customized treatments, our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Spa, our primary goal is that after visiting with us, you are relaxed and revitalized from your personal spa experience. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services, spend an hour, or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products. We are the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation at Wind River Spa.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Are you tired of breathing smoke day after day? Don't you wish your house had that fresh smell like after a good rain? Well, now you can get that and more. Take control of your indoor air quality now by reducing airborne pollutants and odors that can contribute to headache, fatigue, lung irritation, and allergies. It also takes away allergy triggers from particulates such as pollen, mold spores, dander, and dust. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691. And ask about their latest technology in air purification systems. They're fast, easy, and affordable to install in any new or existing AC or heating system. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691, for a free estimate. Mention this ad and receive 10% off installation of your new air purification system. Aero Service heating and air conditioning experts have been servicing Shasta County for over 40 years. Call 221-4691. That's 221-4691.
I am Jim from Design Time. Oh, another doggy accident on your carpet. Oh, that's the worst. You can clean it up and hope it won't smell, or you can have the new LifeGuard waterproof backing from Shaw Floors. This patented LifeGuard system protects against odors and stains. If you have pets and kids, you can be confident that your home will stay clean and fresh with LifeGuard carpets from Shaw. Featured at Design Time. Stop by and see us. We're located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. See you there.
The first responders and the firemen deserve all the credit for saving so many homes and houses. Some of them didn't get saved. Hi, I'm Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Construction. Palomar Construction is working as hard as they can, trying to keep the cost at a minimum, and all the subcontractors are going to help us put people back into homes as quick as we possibly can. Palomar has cared about Redding for 30 years, and we're not going to stop now.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back.
Living on a prayer.
Yeah, living on a prayer here. 12 minutes before the hour, 9 o'clock here on Thursday the 23rd, 64 degrees, going up to 90 today. Hey, the other day, a couple of days ago, we brought in Alliance Heating and Air to clean out all the filters. All the filters in the house, all the air conditioning, look at the air ducts and all this. And then they go outside and they spray down the coils outside, or fins outside. And they said, it looked like saran wrap on it. I'm not exactly what that means. Trying to picture that, but to clean it all off. And you need to do this. If you've got all that toxins in the air are going through that filter, and that filter is probably pretty much clogged up. Alliance Heating and Air, get them out there. 221-2642 or learn more at their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, best in the North State. These guys and girls do a great job. Speaking of doing a great job, we have Dan Beans with us here from the director of REU and all the good work all his people did, and we've learned so many things today. Two big takeaways: if we didn't have our own power station, we'd have been without power in the whole city for who knows how long. I mean, really don't have no idea how long.
It would have been a while.
And it's not going to cost us any more on our rates to repair all this damage, which could be up to $20 million. That's what the reserves are for. And it's great to hear that. And we talked about, if you've had, when it comes to payments and all these things, you need to talk to your customer service. They've got all these different programs now.
Yep.
You said something during the break, SB 100. My friends, if you don't, here's another takeaway, SB 100, Senate Bill 100 down in Sacramento right now. I'm sorry, is there something going on over there?
My phone just went.
Oh, Bob's listening, playing some kind of weird game over there on his phone.
phone just went berserk.
It sounded like the angry chickens over there. Anyway, Dan, this SB 100 will have a huge, huge impact on Redding.
Yeah, the way SB 100 is written right now without amendments would mean that large hydropower, which is the entire Central Valley project, would not count as renewable energy. And it doesn't count now, but with SB 100, the goal would be 100% renewable energy by 2045, I believe, which means by that point, we can't even sign or have a contract with WAPA and the Bureau to have this hydropower. It would be meaningless for us. So we'd have to replace all of that energy, which is a good deal and local, and hydro is a very good base resource. It's very
sure.
It can move around with load and all that. So it's a great resource.
So what we would do then, and you talk about raising rates, the rates would just...
Well, you have if you can't use your existing resource...
Right.
Well, one, if they strand it for us, well, we should be able to finish out our contract. Our contract ends in 2024, but we're supposed to sign new contracts with the Bureau for the next 30 years, starting in 2025. Mm-hmm. And that's with the hydropower. But if California makes it so we can't, then we got to replace that power with something else. It's not just, renewable energy is great, but it fluctuates. You got to have batteries. You got to have something else. You have to have a.
You have to have backup for it.
You have to have backup for it.
Because
the wind stops and the sun goes down.
The wind will not blow. The sun goes down. The waves, you know, who knows? But if and talking about that means so we need to let our senators and assemblymen know that this SB 100 is really going to have a severe impact on us up here.
Yeah, and they, you know, at a minimum, they need to amend it so it allows large hydro to count. That's the minimum.
Otherwise, we're going to be paying.
Otherwise, it's going to be tough for a lot of.
It's going to look bad.
Places. Yep.
What about the? You said we had a solar farm.
We are working on a 10 megawatt solar project in Redding.
Okay. Now during the break, we talked about this too. Megawatts. You know, to us laymen, megawatts a megawatt, but not so fast, Carl. Megawatts are not megawatts. It depends on the source.
Exactly. So. Say a megawatt of natural gas power plant, I think the usual conversion is 700 to 50 to 1,000 homes. So say 1,000 homes per megawatt of natural gas.
Right.
For a solar, it would be more like 200 homes for that same megawatt.
Okay, now you got to think about this. So that means if you use a natural gas, you have a 10-megawatt plant, you know, it can take 10,000 homes. If you have a 10-megawatt solar farm, it does 2,000 homes.
Right.
So the... So it's going to take five times as much solar power.
It's a function to be able to take care
of these homes. And the bottom line on that is that it still the sun goes down every night. So now we're going to have to build all the batteries and all this stuff to be able to run it at 100%, 100% of the time.
Correct.
And how much direct sunlight have we gotten here in the last month?
Well, there is that.
There is that. So, and then we go into the solar. I mean, not solar, but the wind. But again, natural resources say that it's not going to be there 100% of the time.
Right. So we have a great wind contract we started in 2006 that is up in the Columbia Gorge where there's constant wind practically.
Uh-huh.
And we have that energy delivered at the Oregon border firm. So that comes out almost like a gas plant in a sense because it's firmed with hydro.
Okay.
So that's a super great contract. It expires in 2026 unless they do their five-year option after that. But
can we still use that?
We can use that up until 2026, and then we're working on our integrated resource plan right now. In fact, it'll be out for public review here very soon, and we've had two public workshops that we've had great engagement with the community, and it should go to council in October for hopefully the final.
And what's it saying in our integrated plan here?
It's saying that with our debt service roll-off are increasing in renewables, but doing it in a nice, balanced, and diverse way. We were not going to have a giant rate impact from what the rules are today. But SB 100 changes the rules dramatically. So then that whole IRP then has to be reworked, which it will, obviously, in California.
That's an integrated resource plan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because California's crazy. What about cogen plants?
If it has a smokestack in California, I wouldn't put my money on it. We're fighting for that biomass. That would help
fuels
reduction in the forest. I mean, you either burn the forest down uncontrolled or log it and keep it healthy and
thin it out. We're not talking clear cuts here. Nobody's talking clear cuts.
No.
They're talking about taking out all the underbrush, the tinder, all those the small trees to make it look so when it does burn the next time, it burns slower.
Right.
And it gives us a chance to fight it.
And if you manage those forests, the beneficiaries not only are the communities and the jobs from that, but schools benefit from that, rural funding for schools and roads and stuff. I mean, that's the federal government needs to utilize its lands and manage them. They're stewards of our resource.
Well, I think Zinke and Purdue are out here looked at this, and they both said we're going to change the way we do things, but we still got to fight it out here in California. But to me, a cogen plant just makes so much sense. But how much does that emit into the air? It doesn't emit anything close to the coal plant.
When you have a controlled biomass plant and you have a stack, you're going to have emissions requirements and all that.
Right.
So it's going to be a much cleaner burn than if you're just burning it out. I mean, we were looking at back in the day when we thought our load was still going up, a biomass plant in Colusa where they were going to burn, how they burn the fields and the almond shells and all that. They were going to burn all that agricultural waste and, capture all that lost pollution and make energy out of it and clean up the air. Great thing. But It didn't pan out. Our load kept dropping. We didn't actually need the resource at that point, so we had to bail on that.
But. Okay. But around here, if they actually got this plan going, and we've got a cogen plant here, we've got a couple or three that expand it out and provide, that would be providing. Is that counted as a renewable asset then?
California, I think right now biomass still is, but in SB 100, I'm not sure it would be.
Well, because Brian Daly got... You know, it was Brian who's managed to say, hey, give us the same tax breaks that you give solar and wind. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, last couple minutes. What's coming up next?
Well, like I said, the integrated resource plan is coming up. We're, like I said, finishing up the finishing touches on getting all our transmission restored.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing well. I mean, we just got to keep our eye on what California's doing and fighting those battles to make sure that our customers are protected and our council authority is maintained. That's the other thing. They're trying to do AB 813 coupled with SB 100, where California ISO would become a regional entity.
Yeah, ISO?
Yeah, the California ISO. They're the big dog.
Independent service operator.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway, that would give up a lot of, that would take away more local control from us. And
is what they'd love to have.
California would end up paying higher rates while other states would benefit from certain things. It's just, it's a bad idea. Local control of your power is the way to go.
How about local control of everything?
Yeah. Well, and
I'm into that.
You know, the year before last, in 2016, our customers saved $42 million compared to PG&E rates.
Right.
This year, we calculated it up through July, and it was it's almost $50 million. So it's gone up again because
PG&E rates have gone up. Save $50 million.
Yeah.
Dan Beans, thank you so much.
Thanks,
please,
Carl.
Pass on to all your men and women out there how much we appreciate all the work they're doing and everything they've done out there and continue to do.
Thank you, Carl.
Well, thanks a lot. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have, of course, we always have Haven Humane, and we're going to have Joe Rodola coming in talking small business and how you can help recover from the fires here. But also a guy by the name of Lou White, who is from French Gulch.
A well-known musician.
Well-known musician and a friend of ours, but he did not evacuate from French Gulch. And we're going to talk about his battle out there for the last month. And on the fires and what happened out there. And then when the firefighters are in, it's a great, great, great story. So I hope you join us tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding, Tobacco and Brew.